Okay, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast.
My feet are on the table.
I'm Emily.
I'm Max.
I'm Olivia.
And for our podcast, we decided to take inspiration off of both mine and Ollie's podcast that we chose to listen to. Ollie, what's the name of your podcast that you took inspiration off of?
My podcast is made by a group of 5 teenagers, and this sounds so monotone. It's called Teenager Therapy, and it's just them talking about issues.
I listen to a podcast hosted by 2 people. It's called Tiny Meat Gang. And both of ours are just kind of people sitting and having a conversation.
I'm just talking about whatever they want.
Yeah. So mine was very not on that.
We're not going to talk about Max's.
Murder.
But
mine was about murder.
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 But yeah, so that's what we're going to do. So Ollie ripped apart her jeans.
Yeah, because you asked if you could rip through my jeans, and I said yes.
And now I have a piece of the jean.
Now we have the holy fabric.
The holy fabric.
Please don't call it the holy fabric.
We're calling it the holy
this
fabric.
This is going on my wall.
You're so weird. So yeah, we're doing a podcast. Part of my jeans came off. What do you guys want to talk about? We're not talking about Javi or Mr. Edwards, so get both of these ideas out of your head. Max. Sorry.
There goes my Thursday plans.
There goes, we were going to talk about Mr. Edwards the entire time. You got to experience some of his class.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was too loud.
It's chaotic, and we love it.
It was so loud, and my art class is so quiet. Like, I can just listen to Two Doors from the Club for 3 hours, and that's fine.
Mr. Edwards'
class is so loud. Last week, apparently...
We're not talking about it.
Okay, no, but apparently last week in the art classroom, or, like, even, like, down that hallway that he's in, people could hear the frog... The frogs.
Yeah, we could. It was so annoying.
Or, like, today, with the birds, we were doing the whole yee-yee thing.
Yee-yee.
Yeah, we could hear that, too. My class is just quiet, and your guys' is just loud. And I was so mad when Miss Criswell was like, why don't you show the class your art projects? Because I didn't even have, like, good art projects.
You know she's going to hear this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, Miss Criswell, I was upset because I didn't even have my good art projects. Like, the work that I liked doing, I did one, and I just took a canvas and poured wax all over it, and it looked sick. And
you didn't get to showcase that one.
No, I did one that had Spider-Man on it, and I liked that, but, like, those were the only ones that I actually enjoyed doing, because I was allowed to do whatever I wanted.
Are we allowed to talk about Mr. Brownfield?
No.
Yes.
Majority rules.
Majority rules. But, love that man. What a blessing. You know?
The only reason that people actually like him is because he has a fan account for him, and because he's
that,
nice.
And he's a blessed man.
He's nice.
He's a blessed man.
Your eyes are really so green.
Why are we talking about my eyes still?
Because Hannah brought it up, and
it actually wasn't Hannah, it was Lily.
Well, Lily brought it up, and now I'm noticing.
They both brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look kind of like a dad today. You want to talk about that? I don't mean dad, like, as in cute. I mean dad as in, like, you really look like a father.
I look like, the uncle who you brought along on vacation.
Oh my god, you do look like the uncle!
You're like the tourist uncle who wears,
I only have one uncle, and he's gay, so he doesn't dress like that.
I only have one uncle, too, and he's a software person.
So he probably doesn't dress like
that. He doesn't dress like
this. I currently have one uncle, and he's, like, mainstream hippie.
So I guess we can all agree that none of us have uncles who dress like this, but we know I look like an uncle.
Actually,
I look like the uncle who you brought to Hawaii, who, like, you didn't really want to bring to Hawaii, but, like, you still brought him anyways.
Because he's part of the family.
Yeah.
I do have another uncle, actually. Uncle Jeremy. It's my cousin's father. And,
cousins.
Your cousin.
I still
That's
call him
what an uncle is.
Yeah. And, well, he always wears, like, every time we go, like, touring or going anywhere, he always wears his Hawaiian shirts, his Crocs, and his khaki shorts.
That's gonna be me as an adult.
Yeah, that's gonna be you. And then Max just, like, looks like she has never once changed outfits. Like, you look like
you've worn that hoodie 3 times this week, Max.
I know.
Can you explain
You look like you, like, are stealing hoodies from Walmart because it's all that you can do to survive the harsh winter. You can't afford to buy anything more than an apartment with no insulation. It's like, that's how you dress. Because you don't look like that, but, like,
I always look
you're just so lazy.
Yeah.
You're just so lazy that you look homeless.
Because I don't care.
Yeah, because you don't care.
And I almost wore this kind of style. I wore that to the duck race.
Yeah, but I look great all the time.
Yeah.
I don't actually believe that.
If
but, like,
I
it's
could,
good for my confidence.
If I could have found my shorts, I would have worn that, but I couldn't.
So basically what happens is that at night I'll take a shower and then I'll get dressed and then I'll go to bed and I'll wake up and I'll leave the house.
Weirdo.
So I
spend so much time getting ready.
I don't care enough.
I don't really, because I don't really own that many items of clothing.
I get dressed the night before. And then I wake up and I put on the top shirt thing.
Like your dad outfit.
I put on the thing that makes a dad outfit.
Mm-hmm.
The button up.
Because you look emo without a button up.
Yeah.
But you look
because it's just all black and it has a skeleton cat on it.
Yeah, because you're a poser.
Yes,
yeah,
we're
right
society though.
And there's a skeleton cat on the back. But
I need to find my Riot Society shirt.
Such posers. I had a conversation with this about Livy because I don't like that people are posers because it makes me
how am I a poser?
Well, you're you own a Riot Society shirt.
Okay.
And you have that anti-social social club thing.
Yeah, but I also bought it.
My Teddy Fresh makes me a poser.
Your Teddy Fresh does make you a poser, and I'm over here
At least I'm not a PlayStation poser.
That's true. You're a PlayStation
I have
poser.
Two PlayStation clothing items. And the only
and you don't even play PlayStation.
The only PlayStation in my house belongs to my brother.
Yeah, I have.
And we know how that goes.
We have two PlayStations in my house. One of them is my stepdad's because he likes himself better than us. Spoilers. And he has a PS4, and then me and my little brother got to take his old PS3. So we have that in our bedroom, and we only have one controller, and we fight over it. And it's my controller because he broke the other one that we had. But I guess we have to share now.
I'm a PC gamer.
Oh yes,
I hate the word gamer.
Everyone likes playing on PC.
PC's so much
PewDiePie
better.
PewDiePie plays on PC.
PC has better graphics, but it has nothing else going for it.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It runs things a lot smoother.
I like having a controller.
I don't.
I like the mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
And I can't use a mouse because I'm mega left-handed.
Oh
so
yeah.
So I have to click with the wrong fingers if I even try to use my left hand, so I'm not good at it. So if I tried to game on PC, I would just die.
I think that's just unfortunate because PC's
better.
maybe if I got a controller so I had
you can hook a controller up
to
a PC.
Are there left-handed mouses?
Yeah.
Mice? Not mouses.
Maybe.
There are.
Yeah, there have to be. But
but you'd also have to get a matching keyboard to go with it.
I'm saving up for one of those rainbow keyboards.
Yeah, and I'm used to using a right-handed keyboard.
Yeah. My computer tower, it lights up rainbow, my headphones light up rainbow. I just need the mouse and the keyboard to match it.
Happy Pride Month.
I went the extra mile and I bought Alienware.
My brother has a rainbow keyboard and I might take it from him. Not gonna lie.
I don't have a computer. Not to class imbalance you guys or anything. I've got a tiny bedroom, and if I'm lucky, I can sit on my bunk bed and hope that I don't hit my head while I am playing PlayStation. It's a good time. I still have Assassin's Creed. I got that going for me.
Yeah. You just need that one game, you know?
That one game. I've got... Because you like Overwatch. I'm not really an Overwatch fan, because I don't like online games.
Mm-hmm.
But then I play RPGs, so I love Skyrim, I love the Assassin's Creed series, and then I play Minecraft.
Who doesn't?
I don't play Minecraft online. I think I would, but I'd have to get really, really used to it.
Who doesn't play Minecraft?
I love Minecraft.
I don't know anybody who hasn't, no.
Exactly. I might know, one person.
And Minecraft is a genuinely good game.
It
people
is.
Make fun of it because a bunch of 12-year-old boys play it, but Minecraft is,
It's also a bunch of 30-year-old men play it, so you can't.
It's, cool
that
again.
That sounded so bad.
It is cool again, and it's, a wholesome game.
It is. It's so wholesome.
It's fun.
It's fun to do with friends.
It's very fun to do with friends, yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way you play.
And then you play Minecraft a lot, so every time I'm just Emily, please build me a house.
Yeah. I built a house the other day. I built your room. I didn't show it to you because you were at work, but...
Dude.
I'll take a picture of it when I get on.
I haven't been on Minecraft in a while. I haven't been playing my computer in a while.
I hadn't either, but
give me your PC gaming.
No.
I'm joking.
I hadn't been on it, like, a lot, but then, like, now that, like, school's kind of dead, and, like, it's about to be summer, I'm, like, trying to, like, get back into it. Because
during the time that I have to play my computer, in between the times I'm not traveling right now, I am going to be playing on my computer, because immediately once I get back from the lake with Hannah, I think I have to go to Tennessee, and that's only going to give me about, like, a week or even less than a week to go wherever I leave for Canada. And but then I have all of August, so I have all of August to mess up my sleeping schedule even more than it already is.
Not a good idea.
I'm going to do it anyway.
I think I have to beat Assassin's Creed Revelations right now, and I kind of hate it, because I played, I played Assassin's Creed 2, and it was an amazing game. And it has three games in that series, so there's Brotherhood and then there's Revelations. I beat Brotherhood. I beat it 100%, and it was good, but it wasn't great. And I'm playing Revelations, and it's, like, okay. So I'm hoping that I can beat it so I can finally play, like, the third game.
Currently, like, I still think the game that I'm, like, addicted to the most right now is Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
I never liked Rainbow Six.
I love it.
I was never into it.
There's just so many...
Were you saying, like, that to me or to Max?
Well,
just in general.
Like, I'm, like, fine when people don't like it. Because, you know, people have, like, their own, like, what they want to do. And you also don't like online games.
I don't like online games,
so that's also a big part of it. But
I don't like playing with other people.
I love playing with other people.
There's trolls and stuff.
Yeah. Like, if Emily would play it with me, I would buy it for her.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I like Fortnite. Me and Brandon play Fortnite on the Switch, like, all the time. Because we're bros.
It's so hard to play that game on the Switch.
I played Fortnite with, like, my friend Ethan. But that's just because we don't have any other games.
Yeah,
that
we don't have any other games that we can play.
Yeah,
I'll play Fortnite with you.
I don't like...
Oh my god, all, like, the four of us should squad up sometime.
We'll all squad up.
But anyways.
But I, like, I think I would have to get used to playing.
Oh my god, are we just a bunch of gamer girls?
Is that what this is now? I think I would probably have to have, like, a good gaming system to be able to play online too. And I don't like having a bunch of action and, like, having to be on a team, because in Skyrim, like, you can have a load of action, but then you can also just, like, leave and go slow down and go ride your little horse around the countryside.
I mean, you can do
in
the same
Assassin's
thing with Minecraft.
You have a bunch of
Minecraft's a perfect online game.
It is, really.
You can either
is.
Have it, like, you can just, like, build with friends, which is what I typically do, or you can have, like, intense games.
And now since they have realms.
Realms, or just servers.
Yeah, and now that since I have, we have realms, and then Gage started a realm that's called Hairclip, by the way. We've just been playing on that all the time. And it's so fun, because on realms, since it's just, like, a certain group of people, if you just keep playing with them instead of having to go and boot up a new server every single time, because that often happens whenever you try to do free servers, and it doesn't work out. And so...
And I like games that you have to focus.
Yeah. And that's why I like Minecraft.
Because I'm not, like, I don't focus. Like, we've been new that I've got some attention deficit hyperactive disorder, but, like, so I don't like to focus, but if, like, I can play Assassin's Creed and it just, like, helps me slow down because I have to focus on, like, where I am going and, like, being stealthy, and in Skyrim I have to focus on, like, sneaking past people, or you have to pay attention to detail so you don't walk into a trap, and then in Minecraft you have to because you're building, so you have to pay attention
and, like,
to where
all the mobs at night as well, so, like, if you don't get what you need to do quickly. So,
and I can't focus, like, when it's an online game, because it's, like, everything is fast.
Yeah.
And I like fast things, but I don't like having to focus on a bunch of different things at once.
And in Minecraft, there's so many servers that you can just be off on, like, on your own, or you can do things by yourself without having to do anything with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really like about it. And because there's so many mods in Minecraft, it's, like, a different adventure every time you play.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minecraft is so fun.
It's so diverse.
It's so great. I love that game.
Yeah.
People need to stop hating on
it. I don't think anyone hates it anymore.
Not
I don't know
really.
Why people hate it in the first place.
It got hated on because it was big for 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but also people need to stop hating on Roblox, too.
I don't like Roblox.
I play Roblox with Brianna sometimes, because, like, she doesn't really like Minecraft.
Roblox is
they have Roblox Fortnite.
They have Roblox Titanic.
They have Roblox everything, but I don't like playing with little kids.
Leonardo DiCaprio phase.
It's just
best
thing
ever.
What was your
Oh my god, it's so funny.
What was your guys' like childhood Flash game that you played? Not necessarily Flash, but like what was your childhood like online game that you played?
It's not an online
Animal
game.
Jam.
You had Animal
Straight
Jam.
Straight up.
So did Livy,
I did Moshi Monsters.
Oh my god, I did that
Moshi
too.
Monsters Club Penguin. Club
my
Penguin.
My sisters did Moshi Monsters. I had an account, but I didn't use it. I was a Pop Tropica kid.
Oh, I love Pop Tropica.
Have you guys seen the alignment chart that's like whichever
you guys
one
ever
was
get
your
on
favorite? Like that's who you were.
Did you guys ever get
Kid?
I got kicked, but I didn't like it.
I didn't either.
Have you seen the alignment chart where it's like all of those online like kids games, and it's got like Pop Tropical was chaotic good.
Yeah.
And it was like,
oh my god, guys, wait. So have you ever? Okay, this is like such a weird question, but like, who growing up? Which was like the YouTuber to watch?
The YouTuber. Oh, I watched Tobuscus. I stopped watching him after he had like, I mean, I had already kind of stopped watching him, but then he had that rape scandal, and I was like,
I mean, it came out that he wasn't guilty.
And then I went back and tried to watch him when I got older, and I was like, you were so annoying.
It was so stupid, but then he's like, whenever he's I started so dying down, whenever Tobuscus started dying down for me, that's whenever I started watching PewDiePie.
I never watched PewDiePie.
I watch PewDiePie now.
Who was your, like, YouTuber as a kid, though?
Yeah.
As a kid, this guy does Minecraft all the way.
So we all just watch Minecraft.
Captain Sparkles.
I watch Captain Sparkles, but I exclusively watch Cupcake.
That was a big one, too. Loved her. She was my queen
I think, starting in fifth grade, the person I started watching the most was, like, Leafy Is Here and, like, Vanoss.
Oh my god, I was such a big Leafy Is Here stan in, like, sixth grade.
Did you guys Rest in peace, Calvin. He hasn't uploaded in, like, a year.
Did you guys, like,
I don't know where he is. No one knows where
Minecraft?
He is.
Didn't he do, like, a thing with, like, Keemstar or someone? He did a thing with, like, someone, and he was like, yeah, I'm, like, investing in stock.
Yeah. But he also made so many jokes about that kind of stuff all the time. And it's, like, I kind of wonder what happened to him, because he hasn't uploaded forever. And
I, like, high-key want him to make, like, a return video, or just one video where he's, like, I'm done making fun of kids, you know?
That's never gonna happen. He probably still makes fun of kids in the whole town of Utah.
Leafy Is Here, he's, like, the father of the commentary.
Yeah, and, like, he was, like, the main, like, commentary person, and then it started coming out, and, like, the main people who do commentary now is, like, Memeless.
Willany, I'm Alex.
I don't watch YouTube.
But they're all British now. Not some little kid from Utah who tried to get news from Mormon.
Conan Gray, I watch Cave Town, I watch Miles McKenna, Noah Fence,
I can't get into their videos.
Why not? I like it because it's like random and it's not really a series.
I don't know.
And it's funny. Like, I think that
I mean, like, it's funny, but a lot of times to me it just comes off like obnoxious.
Yeah,
and I don't
do
like
come
that.
Off as obnoxious. I think Miles McKenna definitely comes off as obnoxious, and it's funny because I think that he's doing that like as a brand. And then No Offense is like,
so that's something I would watch as like a kid, but I can't watch that now because it's just too much for me. Hi, Mr. Rubble.
Hi.
One day left, gang.
I think No Offense is like tries. He like has a lot of energy because he and Miles McKenna are both really ADHD, which might be why I watch them, because it's like, ooh, I relate hard. But he and all of his videos are like, I just don't want to offend anybody, like, literally ever with everything he ever says, and it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also, like, I feel like a lot of times, like, their videos comes out about, like, because I follow them on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm fine with following them on Instagram, but I just couldn't sit through any of their videos.
Yeah, there are some people
and
I follow
like,
on Instagram.
And a lot of the stuff on, like, their Instagram that they post about, like, on their YouTube videos, it's usually about being somewhere in the LGBT community, and I feel like I couldn't keep watching that kind of content, you know?
Yeah, I don't watch all their content.
Yeah,
I like the stuff where, like, they sing songs,
I hate
and
repetitive
I like it
videos.
Like,
I get it when it's, like, commentary. Like, when Leafy's here, he did, like, Joey's World Tour, which is about some, like, overly obese man eating KFC in his car all the time.
Ooh.
And so, I mean, like, he never really did to, like, make fun of him. And a lot of the times, do you remember the Joey's World Tour videos that Leafy made?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and it's, like, commentary, it's just, like, because you can come out with so many things with commentary, you can do a commentary over, like, any video.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes it interesting.
Yeah. But then I'm not really a YouTube person very much anymore. Like,
I usually have in the background.
Yeah, I do,
too.
When
I'm, like, playing Minecraft or,
like,
Overwatch.
Whenever I'm playing games online, or, like, just anything, I always, like, have a YouTube video playing, so
I'm a music person with that.
Yeah.
I have to listen to music.
I go back and forth. Like, if I'm, in a voice call with someone, I have to have music on, but if, like, I'm on my own, I have to hear talking.
I do, too.
That's why I, like, fall asleep to, like, podcasts and stuff, because, like, I like to hear
people
talk.
Yeah, and I fall asleep to music.
Yeah.
So, like, I have a music playlist.
What kind of music are you guys into recently? Well, I'm gonna go see Ari in 9 days.
I said recently. You spent $1,000 on her in the last
year. We already know you like Ariana Grande.
I spent over $1,000 on her in the last year.
I couldn't do
that. Honestly, my parents make that much in like 2 months. months, Emily. Wow.
I have a problem.
Yeah.
But
we can kind of tell.
Yeah. I've been listening to Black Bear a lot.
I do like Black Bear.
Oh, I love that man.
I'm getting into a lot of Brandon's music because I think it's good. And then Jesse's too. Like when he has the aux on in the car, I'll like hear a song that I like and add it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm into Two Door Cinema Club right now. Really into Conan Gray after his song came out.
Are you like cleaning the table with
There's
all
these
like
oil marks on it?
Okay, anyway.
Cave Town, I'm still like forever gonna be into. Me and Alex might be going to see him in October.
Oh, I like keep getting ads for that.
Yeah.
Well, for his birthday, Alex's mom I think got tickets, and he was like, "Do you want to go see it?" And I was like, "Yeah, I can pay for my own ticket. The problem is convincing my mom to let me go with you to St. Louis, especially when, yeah."
I mean, I'm going up to St. Louis, but like I went up there for Fall Out Boy. Concerts are pretty nice up there. My only complaint with Fall Out Boy though was the audio.
Not good.
But the thing about Fall Out Boy is it wasn't just the audio, like for them, it was like for the others too. Because I remember Jaden Smith opened, which they had the weirdest like music for Fall Out Boy. Because like it was like Jaden Smith, Black Bear, and then Fall Out Boy.
Those don't go together.
They don't. So, it's like not emo emo.
Yeah, so okay. Ollie, have you ever been to a concert?
I've never been to a concert.
Okay, so avoid this question. Emily, which concert do you think was the best concert you've ever been to?
I thought it was Panic Hayley Kiyoko.
Probably Panic with Hayley Kiyoko. Definitely.
We've had this conversation.
Because I, like, cried. I actually cried when Hayley came on stage.
I definitely feel like my best concert that, like, I've ever gone to is probably my first one, which was Kiss. Because their opening, like, because they didn't have an opening band. They didn't even bring an opening band along. It was just like 3 hours of them playing all their music. And so like the opening and everything, like how they introduced them like into like the concert, it was just so like loud and it was amazing. And it was like everything I would have hoped for to be in a concert. And it was also
when
for my birthday.
When did you see
them? July 23rd of 2016.
How old were you is what I'm asking.
I don't know how old.
2016.
I was like
you're
11.
So your first concert was when you were 11.
You would have just turned 12.
Yeah, I was just turned 12.
My first concert.
Yeah, I've never seen one. My sister's been to she went to a Jake Owen concert because she won tickets.
I mean, Emily and I almost went to see.
Country artist.
We were joking about going to see Jacob Sartorius, but then we found that there was tickets for Lorde, and we almost went to go see.
Yeah, we almost
went to go see Lorde.
Yeah, we almost saw Lorde.
If there's anybody that I will never stop being in love with, it is Lorde.
I love her.
We almost like we got really close to seeing her, but my mom was like, "I don't have the financials."
My
right
favorite
now.
Song
but
of all time I is by Lorde. One of my favorite albums by two of my favorite albums of all time are by Lorde. Both of her albums are in like my top five. I love her so much.
Like the only
what are your top five albums?
Okay, if I had to get my top five albums, I don't think I want to put From Under the Cork Tree in there, just because like it's my favorite Fall Out Boy.
Okay,
album.
Then boot it.
Hold on, Hozier. Like, by Hozier is definitely one of my favorite albums. Pure Heroine is in there. Melodrama is in there. Probably Lemon Boy by Cave Town. And then let me go through my saved albums. A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships might be in there.
I like, okay. The person who I really want to go see in concert at the moment is Flume. And I've been wanting to see them for years now. And then my brother went without me to go see Flume. And now I'm really upset. I'm still upset with him. This happened, like, 2 years ago. but I've always wanted to go see Flume. And since now that he's going to Lollapalooza, I really want to go. But general admission is, like, $365.
Yeah, I think you should just wait for a tour again instead of going to Lollapalooza.
I know. But so many
as
people are going to Lollapalooza.
As much fun as Lollapalooza would be and how I'd die to go because...
Ariana Grande is going.
Ari's going.
Childish Gambino. Young Gravy is going.
You guys are so love that man.
Are we
Tom Pals is going. Joji's going.
Yeah.
There were some other artists I saw.
Let's rank our top albums.
Top albums.
Oh my god.
Do
I
your top five albums.
Okay, I'm doing my top five. Do I have to like rank them in order?
No. Just
because
five
I don't think
albums.
I can.
Yeah, I don't. I
might have
do
to
that.
Do six because I'm having trouble deciding between two. Pure Heroine and Melodrama, both by Lorde. They're both in there. Hozier. By Hozier, but with the extended edition and the extended edition of Pure Heroine. Lemon Boy by Cave Town is in there because I love every single song on that album. Also the extended version because it has the a cappella version of Lemon Boy. And then I'm like probably for the number five spot, I'm tied between A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships by the 1975 and Trial and Error by One Flew West, which is my favorite band, and they're so, they're babies. They have no fans at all except me, and I love them so much. They're probably in there.
I can't look. I mean, I could look through my phone, actually.
I apologize for the tappings that they're probably gonna hear.
Yeah, it's whatever. Let's see. So definitely Ariana Grande Sweeteners up there, because, like, it has to be. Because
you love Ariana Grande.
I love that woman. So, I'm also, like, Ballads 1 by Joji. I think it's more like an EP. No, it's an album. What else?
I guess Trial and Error. Trial and Error is totally an EP. It's only got, like, 5 songs on it.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know my top 5 albums.
Dangerous Woman, that's a great album. Digital Drug Lord, I'm really into that one.
Digital Drug Lord 5?
Black Bear.
Black Bear, okay.
I should have probably said who these were by. It was like Sweetener by Ari.
I know who the others are by. Yeah. But, like, Dangerous Woman is by Ari, I know that.
Yeah. What was the other one I said? I said another one. I'll ruin it.
You said the one.
Ballads 1, that's by Joji. So Sweetener and Dangerous Woman by Ari. I need like I was at 3. I need 2 more. Most of the songs I like are singles. Or like not songs. Like,
if you want to put singles,
like,
go ahead.
I really like EPs or singles. I'm not putting singles just because, like, that's one
singles
song.
Are only one song.
Yeah. Let's see. Weezer's self-titled album.
Are you for real?
I love that album.
I hate Weezer.
I love Weezer.
Oh my god. Weezer has, like, 2 good songs, and it's the really popular one, whose name I can't remember, and then,
Say It Ain't So.
Yeah. And
love
then,
Say It Ain't So.
Pink Triangle. That's Weezer's only 2 good songs.
I don't know. It might have just been because I grew up with Weezer, but...
Maybe.
I have, like, such, like, a soft spot. And then... I'm gonna go ahead and say Death of a Bachelor. Because it, one, it's such a good album. 2, I get really nostalgic about it because it was the first album that had been released by an artist that I liked before
while you're listening to
them.
Yeah,
like, while I'm still listening to them. And, like, I know Panic has, like, released more albums, but that was, like, the first one for, like, any artist ever. Because, like, with Katy Perry, I found her after
Mania
Prism.
Was my first, like, album that an artist released after I got into them.
Mm-hmm.
Which was weird because Mania was a terrible album.
Yeah.
And
I still like it, but it's not
as a Fall Out Boy album. So I like
it just doesn't
it
feel like
if it were like another artist, I feel like everyone wouldn't hate on it so much. But the fact that it's a Fall Out Boy album
is why people hate on it.
And it's
they
not
were so much better.
Yeah. What are your top 5 albums?
Oh my god, I don't know. Okay,
that's, so, it's like such a hard question, but
so I'm gonna
I can
to
name
say,
mine. Like,
I have to say this one. So this is like Snow Cougar.
Who's that?
Oh,
one?
Young Gravy. That's such.
Young Gravy.
Oh, Snow Cougar.
I like rap though, which is probably why.
Like, I hate rap music. Like, I'm okay with rap music.
I like rap.
Young Gravy is just like, especially the jokes he makes in his songs, it just makes it so enjoyable.
It's like more of comedic than it is rap.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not like, I don't listen to songs for the comedy.
From Panic at the Disco, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out is probably definitely one of my favorites, just because I think all the songs in there are just so jammy.
Death of a Bachelor is still my favorite Panic album.
It's always going to be my favorite because of that.
It's probably going to be one of my favorites, but I'm not putting it in this list because I already have one Panic at the Disco album on here. And so Flume's Skin album and Deluxe album, those are both going on for me. So I only get one more. And that's probably going to be...
Or am I just blind? Oh, it is.
I don't know. I can't choose between System of a Down's Toxicity album or Steal This album.
I only know one song by System of a Down's, and I'm sure you can probably guess
Chop Suey?
Yeah. But it's such a good song!
Oh, yeah. Maybe... I don't know.
We're just talking about music. Crespo's gonna have to listen to 30 minutes of us talking about video games and music.
Yeah. I mean,
because
she gets to know more about us.
Yeah.
So, because she already knows that I like classic rock music, I'm probably just gonna have to put in Dilla's Mini World.
Mm.
Because, I don't really know if she's really well known, but she's a really good French artist, and her voice is so pretty.
I think I know who she is, yeah.
Her voice is so pretty.
Okay, but then, if you had to rank your top 5 favorite songs of all time, what would they be?
Oh, that's hard.
Okay,
that's so hard.
I bet I probably
What's
can,
one
I think
song?
You've made me.
What's one song right now that you've been listening to on repeat?
On repeat?
And
just a song?
Yeah.
Well, Conan's new song just came out, so I've been listening to Checkmate on repeat by Conan Gray. And, I'm really into this song called Breaking Up My Bones by Vinyl Feeder. That's Jesse played that in his car, and then I got it stuck in my head, and I've been listening to that over and over again. I'm gonna try to name my top five.
Currently, I think right now, the song I've been listening to the most, because I've been getting, like, way back into Eminem again, and it's kind of upsetting.
I love that.
I love him, too. But, I think right now, I've been listening to Just Lose It over and over again, mm-hmm. just because it's so good, and it's so, like, because it's so weird, and it's so different from, like, normal rap music, and it's like, I've never been a big fan of rap music, but Eminem takes the cake.
He does, he really does.
Him and Young Gravy, they're so different,
I will
but they're
admit
so
that
good.
He's a good
I forgot
artist,
about
but I don't...
Post Malone's,
Bear Monks and Bentleys, or
no,
the other one.
Stony, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good album, I love that album. Beer Bronx and Bentley's is really good too.
I'm trying to name my top five right now.
It's so hard because like there's so many albums I love.
There's so many songs
I've been listening to on repeat because I
have
song.
Favorite song of all time is Ribs by Lorde.
Okay, so are we gonna list our top five favorite songs as well?
Yeah,
because like
trying.
I've been listening to Black Bear. I have a Black
Most
Bear playlist.
Most of my favorite songs are about drugs. Is that not weird?
Like one of my favorite albums is literally called Digital Drug Lord.
Okay.
Oh fair. Yeah, I have that on my phone too.
Pure heroin. Okay, so Ribs by Lorde is my favorite song of all time and always will be because it's
Lorde.
About being scared of growing up. And like,
it's Lorde.
And it's Lorde. Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind is also in there. Banana Bread by Cavetown. Trial and Error by One Flew West is in there. I'm just like, I know what they all are, I'm just trying to remember mm-hmm. because I know I made a list of this once.
I have a playlist for my mom that has like a ton of my favorite songs in it. because she wanted to hear them, but
I should make my mom a playlist.
Yeah, no, because we're going on vacation, and she wanted like song recommendations, so I made her a whole playlist.
Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger, that's in my top five.
You get like one more song.
That song is also about drugs.
everything.
I have one more. I'm trying to remember what it is. I think it's probably a Hozier song.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything I listen to is Hozier. He's all that I care about. Oh, no, it's Love It If We Made It by the 1975.
Mm.
And the first lyrics that are also about heroin. So, yeah. I promise I'm not doing drugs.
I can't list, top five favorite songs, but I can list some that from, like, are, like, recent.
So just listen
even
to song?
Any
okay.
of my top
five.
No.
Okay, wait, just, if you can't name, like,
make
five
me
favorite
playlist.
Songs. Okay, if you can't list, like, five favorite songs, just list, like...
I'm gonna list what I've been listening
into,
to
like,
recently.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna do.
So... I've been listening to Ari a lot in preparation for the concert, but I've also been listening to Black Bear a lot because I found him through that podcast I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They made a song called Short King's Anthem because they're all short men.
I love Black Bear.
Like Black Bear Short, Cody Short, Noel Short, but they made a song called Short King's Anthem, and I was like, the other guy sounds cool, and started listening to his music. So that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, Black Bear got really popular.
Yeah,
he had a
like,
hit. Do Re Mi was like.
Yeah,
Do Re
Mi. I love Do Re Mi.
And what was that song?
And then he had I don't.
Dead to Me is really good.
He had a song that has a bad word.
I'd
in the
gaff.
Title.
I'd gaff.
I'd gaff.
I'd gaff.
I don't care, only I'm not gonna say
the, what
the
bad word
third
is.
Word is.
The third word, because
it's a very
you're
naughty
welcome,
word.
It's a curse word.
Yes. But, and it's the one that may or may not start with an F.
May or may not.
It may or may not.
30
it's
seconds have now been dedicated to us avoiding saying the F word.
Yes.
Not talking.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I know I've already kind of, like, said the artists that I've been into really recently quite a lot.
Yeah.
What artists have you like? Did I already
like
ask this?
Recently, what
like recently,
this?
Like you
oh
said,
God.
Artists
you
that
did,
you.
Did yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. To just
I did
today,
song, not artists.
Like Conan Gray, Cavetown, Two Door Cinema Club, Hozier.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and do like the songs I've been listening to recently.
Yeah.
Well, one of the songs that has been like, it's been stuck in my head. Like the past like month, so I've been listening to it over and over again, is Green Day's cover of Ordinary World.
Hmm.
And it's so good.
Yeah, Green Day's good.
They're like
classics.
I said, Just Lose It has been playing a lot for me, and so is The Real Slim Shady because it keeps coming up in my playlist.
That song is sharp. I mean, it's amazing, but it's
terrible. It's iconic.
Listen, that song is terrible, and we all know it, but it's also amazing.
It's an icon.
It's amazing and terrible at the same time.
You know what's really good? No Rain by Blind Melon.
That's I've never heard that.
You haven't heard that?
Hannah played it at the talent show.
Well, then, yeah, I have heard it, but that was probably the first time that I ever did.
It's a really good
song. Okay, another song is Holding On by Flume. And then...
I think she's going to be okay with listening to this whole thing.
Yep.
She probably won't listen to this whole thing. I wouldn't. If I were a teacher, I would just, like, listen.
Can we just be like, if you want to know more about us...
Because, like, I want to, like... put another Young Gravy song in here is probably Kathleen and Young featuring Young God as one of the best songs.
I Forget Me Thoughts is really good. I really like that song. It's
I think the only song that I've like heard by him is Mr. Clean. That's my
iconic
favorite. Right, and listen, I've only heard that because I thought that they were playing Mr. Sandman. Because Young I Gravity. Love Mr. And Sandman then, Mr. Sandman is such a good song.
I love
yeah and I was like what? There were some kids in my class playing it on a speaker, and I, like, heard it, and I was like, why are they playing Mr. Sandman? But, like, I'm not complaining because I love the song, Mr. Sandman. And then, like, Gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, no thanks.
Yeah. Young Gravity. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that is a really good
song. That gets stuck in my head all the time.
Oh, yeah, same.
But all his music is so catchy.
We do. I have a very, like, broad
taste. But we all used to be emo.
Yeah, that's, like, something we can all, like, that's a middle ground for all of us. We all used to be, like, emo, but, like, we
Well, I have no shame in, like, we branched in different ways, so, like,
my entire essay is about how I'm not ashamed of being, of my emo phase. Like, that's all it is.
It was a defining moment in your life.
It was.
It was defining. I, like, and we were all kind of into different music, is what I've noticed, too, because I wasn't, I mean, I was emo, but I wasn't, like,
we were, like, Fall Out Boy emos.
Yeah, we were, like,
it was us and Emily.
But I was also into, like, Paramore, and I listened to Jimmy Eat World, and, like, I listened to all that stuff, so I was still into, like, early
2000s. What kind of emo
punk
was I?
Over emo.
You were an MCR emo.
You were straight MCR emo.
Oh, yeah.
You and Carmen. Only Carmen was more of a Black Velvet Rides emo, but you, all, right, so our group, because, like,
I wasn't in it, but I loved you guys.
You wanted to be in our group.
Like, the music I think I listened to the most during that time was actually, like, classic rock.
I listen to Fall Out Boy a lot.
Fall Out Boy was
older. For me, it was Black Sabbath. During that time, Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin was like the song the people I listened to like all the time.
Fall Out Boy will always have a special place in my heart, just
even
because,
if they're terrible, even if they're sellouts, because they are both of those things.
They are, and we have to admit that. We have to like
to be able
you have to accept it.
Branch off of the emo phase. You have to be able to admit that Fall Out Boy sold out.
I hate that they sold out, and I will like it makes me sad.
How do you guys feel about that song that came out with Fall Out Boy and Lil Peep?
Didn't listen to it.
Okay, well, for one, I like it. The thing is, though, I do like it.
Isn't it, like, just Patrick Stump?
Yeah, it's just Patrick Stump.
There's actually someone
else in it. Pete's
in
the music video, though. Pete's in the video. Yeah. And there's another guy.
It's, like, is it, like, Macklemore?
No.
But
far off from Macklemore.
Macklemore is on the Summer Days song.
Hold on, I think
I knew he was on some song with them.
It got really, really popular, and I listened to it because Patrick Stump has a beautiful voice.
Oh my god, that man has a beautiful voice.
When Fall Out Boy was like early, and when they were actually good, voice not really that good, but as he's like evolved as a musician, he has a beautiful voice.
He has such like a great voice. Like everyone's like, oh yeah, Fall Out Boy sucks, but like Patrick's voice is pretty good.
Patrick is good.
We need to like.
How about we disband the rest of Fall Out Boy and just have Patrick Stump?
Is that where we're leaving off the podcast?
Yeah. Should we just leave off?
So we can still keep having
Okay, so moral of this, like moral of the story, but moral of our podcast is, like, disband Fall Out Boy.
No, hey, you've got it. If you
it's
actually
like
listened...
disbanding the government.
If you've
government
gotten this
If
far.
You've actually listened to this far, first off, great for you. Second off, though, thank you, because you get to learn more about the three of us.
Can we please talk, first of all, before we even end this, can we please talk about how...
Are you going to talk about speech and debate? Because I want to end the podcast.
We care about speech and debate.
No, but it was about Mitchell's silly bill to go through the government to disband the government.
And then we were talking about, like, what effect it would have on other laws, and Mitchell was like, simple, there won't be any.
And then he was also
but
like...
But yeah, let's end this.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay, bye, Ms. Criswell.
Thank you for listening. If you did, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't.
But she's also not going to hear that, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Bye.
I kind of just want to talk for one more minute, just to get it to, like, the solid 40.
Yeah,
40 minutes.
Too.
40 minutes. And I'm going to edit, like, immediately also, on, like, the mark. Okay. And, like, even if it, like, cuts us off, I'm, like, ending it
See,
there.
Listen, my silly bill was on how Sonic shouldn't like have a limit on their ketchup packets, and then Mitchell was like, I can't support this bill because it might cause autism.
I hated how he said that because they make like autism jokes and stuff, and then yeah. I'm the kid who like if anybody says that one word that I don't like I will flip out on
the
you.
The R word.
Like if you say that, I literally will flip out. I will be like, that is not a nice word. We don't say
you
that.
You would not survive in my household. Just saying.
Yeah, and my siblings used to before me and my mom went off on them too because I was like, how about we not? Because I hate.
Because we care about people's mental situation.
I yeah, really want Alfredo. Like, I just really want Alfredo.
I mean, yeah, oh god, like, me too. I love chicken Alfredo.